Hello, everybody. Coach Lisa here with you tonight. We are here tonight for the fuck around and stop fucking around. Fuck around and find out. That's really the way I like to say it. But let's the stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. So I am hoping to see a lot of hands raised for this call. Hello, Louise. Hi, everybody. Tell me where you're from. What's happening? All this fuckery, right? So just fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay. So that's why I like this call. One thing I wanted to mention before we get started is if you haven't signed up for camp, definitely check that out. And okay. It's nice to see everybody here. There are, I believe, less than 30% of the tickets are still available. That's a number I heard, but I think it's even less than that. So if you're interested, there are still, I think, maybe 40 seats left. So check out the information on camp. It's not till next September. So, lots of time to figure out travel arrangements, where you're going to be, what you need to do. I've even driven out, not to Dallas. No, I've driven to Nashville. I'm up in Canada, but still a nice time of year to drive or fly or whatever. So I hope to see you at camp. And okay, Michelle from Maui, you probably can't drive. So you would definitely have to fly. But there have been people from Hawaii before come to camp. So I really think you should think about that. All right. If you want to get coached on tonight's call, like I say, raise your hand. If you have questions that you want answered, put them in the Q&A to make sure that I don't miss them. And otherwise, I am going to bring Stephanie up. Oh, Michelle, that's awesome. You already have your tickets, so I will get to see you. That is amazing. Okay. I think Stephanie is coming up. There you go. Get your camera on and unmute yourself. Done and done. Perfect. Well,
Okay.
hello, Stephanie. How are you?
So dark. I don't know why the lighting is so bad.
That's all right. We can sort of see you. So, how are you doing?
I promise I'm not trying to hide.
There we go. Better.
There we go. Unblurring my background.
Perfect.
I'm doing well. I wanted to follow up with you. I had coaching on this call last month.
Yes. Yes.
And I was, really having trouble with, panicking and, oh, it's the last part of, it's mid-month and it's the last part of the month and, oh, I'm not going to make progress and, going back and forth. So, we discussed ways to make progress and not put so much importance on the schedule, the schedule.
The scale. Yeah, because you weren't you
Pause
talking about
brain.
like winging at night or something or after dinner, like just odd
Yes.
times? Okay.
Yes. So I weigh every morning and I log that in Happy Scale and I followed the trend line. But
Yeah.
I had gotten into a habit of, weighing at night just to kind of see where it was at and then decide,
Yeah.
even if I was hungry, like, oh, well, maybe I won't eat something if I don't like that.
Yes.
So I did buy these stickers. I
Okay.
have a few left if anyone wants one, but it's you're not the boss of me, and I slapped one on my scale. So,
I absolutely love it. Okay.
and I did take your suggestion just, to have that reminder in your face of you are making progress. So I put that on the top of my 24-hour planner. So every day, it's right next to breakfast.
Nice.
And we also talked about just making sure, I'm really doing a good job of habit tracking. So I have some non-scale stuff to look at.
Yes.
And when I talked to you, I completely forgot until after the call that I had actually downloaded one of the habit tracker apps that people had been talking about and using. And I just
Okay.
didn't use it. And then I also didn't realize it would give me reports and the ability to export data. So I just needed a little time
Okay.
to figure that out.
Okay.
So that was good. And I will share that. And this is where I'm at today. So, for the first couple of weeks after that call, because, I started off saying, I'll be damned if I don't lose in October. So
Yes.
I lost in October. And this is one of my trouble areas. Then the beginning of November, I'm coming off of that high from the loss, and I have that new weight. New, it was a new low. I hadn't seen it in a while. I really wanted to keep it. And then, Aunt Flo starts knocking on the door. And one of the things I've found with perimenopause is that my anxiety and depression goes like through the roof. And it's just like I have so little frustration tolerance. And everything gets me emotional. And it's so much harder not to give in to the ovaries. And then when I do, I'm very good about not letting it continue and being like, well, but what I'm finding is that I get very frustrated with when the scale doesn't then go back to normal, like post cycle. So I'm like, going in and looking at happy scale and like, how long did it take me to recover from my period last month? So I'm
Could
still
you go?
going to the scale.
Can you grab us that sticker and show us all again? And could you read it out loud for all of us? What does it
You're
say?
not the boss of me, but she's still in charge. It's
No, you are allowing her to be in charge. Why?
that's a great question.
Made us pay
I
this.
demote and promote this little scale
Yeah,
all
so
month long.
interesting.
I think that I definitely have a fear that if I'm not eagle-eyed on that I'm going to have a regain, and my progress has been, in my perspective, slow. And so I feel like I can't afford an ounce to come back
Okay,
off.
so let's keep an eye. Let's take a look at this though. Slow it down. When you are eagle-eyed on it, let's go through all the emotions we feel. Frustrated. What else?
Frustrated's definitely a big one. I will admit, as I'm sure there are other members who do the same thing, when I get on and the scale doesn't say what I like, I give it the middle finger like immediately. And I start questioning everything I've done for that week. And then I start going back and looking at what my plan was and what I actually ate. And then I start picking apart any little thing in my mind that I perceive as not a weight loss friendly food. So I'll say, well, there you go. You had two lattes last week. What do you expect?
Oh, so okay, hold on. So we're going back through the plan to find how to beat ourselves up.
Yeah, to find evidence that supports me having to really be on top of this. It just, instead of finding evidence of, okay, well, most of your meals were on point, it's I'm going back to looking at, and I do the same thing when the scale's down, by the way.
So tell me about it when it goes down. What do you go back to?
So then I want to exactly replicate what I did pre-loss for like the next 90 consecutive days. Like, okay, well, if I just do that.
What does that mean? Like, do you
So,
weigh
for
and measure
instance,
your food?
no, I don't do that. But, I noticed when I hit that new low, just because it's been a little bit chilly here, I've been eating soup a lot for lunch. And I'm like, well, it's got to be the soup. I'm just going to keep eating soup for lunch.
So we're still looking for false evidence.
Yes, even though I
We're
have.
manipulating whatever we see to fit the narrative of whatever the scale tells us. Okay. And so that generates these emotions of frustration.
And panic. So now here we are a month later, mid-month, and the scale has not yet done what I want it to do, which is normalize post-period. And so I'm back to, well, I'll be damned if I don't lose in November.
Okay. So what we want to do is find a little bit of a middle ground here.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, that's the definition of fucking around with the same 5 pounds.
Yeah, I'm
Right?
really good at that. So, I mean, I found
Yeah.
one thing I'm good at.
Yes. So what we need to do next time is meet at the beginning of the month so that we can talk at the beginning of the
Yeah.
month. Sounds like we need to get you into private coaching, Stephanie. Come on. That would be a great solution here. But in the meantime, yeah, what we want to look at is you started by saying, I lost in October and I got to this new low. And then what?
So then, and I was maintaining it for, about a week or so, and then
But were you trying to maintain it?
well, I was trying to maintain or beat it, but I know that when I hit a new low, it takes a little while for like my body just to kind of hang out there. And
How do
then
you know
sometimes
that
it
was the low
will.
it needed?
I'm sorry?
How do you know that's the low it needed to hang out at?
Well, because the lower the better. So
Well, how do you know it didn't need to go lower? Like, it sounds like you took your foot off the gas and sort of said, okay, we're good. I hit a new low, so it's okay for me to hang out here.
yeah.
Then you maintained, but how did your eating change?
That's
Or
a really good
all of that?
question. I'm gonna have to look at that in a really specific way because it just sort of happened to coincide when, my period was coming on, and I kind of put more weight on that because I do get hungrier, but I also get more emotional and less apt to talk my way out of going to the food. So in my mind, the two things are commingled, but it really could be that I just somewhere in my brain was like, well, have a little extra because you were so good, and look, you hit that new low, and
Well, and you're on your period, or it's coming, so there's that.
yeah, I was definitely super emotional. My husband and I
Yeah.
went out, and we went to this local place, and I was in a mood. I was in a mood,
Yeah.
and because I was in a mood, I had a glass of wine, which I drink maybe a handful of times a year. I'm just not a drinker. And then it was like, oh, well, we're going to order an app. And well, we're going to order this. And well, this is probably going to be the best part of my weekend, so I'm getting dessert. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And
So what
then
it
I was like,
was,
okay, well, that was one day, and we'll just,
okay.
shift back to normal. Like
Did you
one
have a
day when.
plan for that evening, though?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a plan for that evening for going out?
Yeah, normally if we go out to eat for our date night, I will either look at the menu in advance or I'll have on my plan a rough idea of what I'm going to eat, and I will write like will not eat past enough, will not do this. That night I was definitely in a mood for a variety of reasons, and
Okay. So knowing that of yourself can be helpful going forward. If I'm in a mood, like, what does that even mean? Or like, we were emotional for the period. Was there other things going on?
Yeah, there were a few things going on. Definitely emotional because of my period. I sometimes don't enjoy date nights, especially if we go out to eat. And yeah, I've said to my husband sometimes too, like, do we really have to go out to eat? Like, is there something like I don't want to go out to eat. But I also was not in the best headspace about him. And, I was irritated with him. And
You took it out on yourself.
And I do that a lot because sometimes it's easier to
What?
keep the peace and just.
Well, it doesn't really sound like you kept the peace within yourself.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That could be something to look at as well, because it's things like that that again sort of throw off the regular,
Yeah.
the normal, and then it gives us something that we end up then saying fuck it the next day, or oh, it must be this, it must be that, it must be this. So there's, I think there's a few layers in there of things to work on and try to sort of clean up and say, okay, how do I take care of me? If I don't want to go on date nights, don't go on date nights when we're not feeling it. Or you plan a date night that doesn't involve food.
Yeah, we've been working on him taking the reins more, and it feels like if I want that to continue, I need to sort of be supportive. And I have told him, like, you know, I have a hard time saying things to you, and it's not because, you know, you're difficult or anything like that, but, you know, I do just have a hard time kind of vocalizing. It's like I have this, like, well, if I say to him, I want you to take the reins and I want you to do these things, and then I don't like what he's doing, and then I complain about it, well, he's just not going to do it. He's just going to go back to doing nothing, and something is better than nothing, so just go with it.
Okay. Yeah, part of it is trying to figure out what it is you actually want.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what does taking the reins mean to you?
Right.
And then having conversations about how you can work on changing that up. But I don't want to get too far off on that. Like, definitely there's a whole lot there we could talk about. Because what you want to look at is what are you making it mean? When, like, why don't you want to go out to eat? Why is that a problem? And how can you focus on how to find the meaningfulness? That's not a word, but you know what I mean. The meaningfulness, the genuineness of him planning a meal out. Do you know why you don't like going out to restaurants or to eat?
So it's interesting because twice a month I go out to eat with different friends. Just, you know, I have two different friends once a month, you know, we just individually meet for dinner. And I don't have as much of a problem with them. And I don't know if it's because they're both women with weight loss history, and like we can just like say to each other, like, we're not going to go to the place that has the super great burgers this month. We're going to go to the place that has the super great salads. Like, you know, it's like it's easier.
So is there less judgment that you feel on those nights about what you eat?
Probably I feel a bit more comfortable. Not that I think my husband is one to judge. He doesn't make remarks or anything like that, but you know, just maybe there's a more pressure on those nights to, like, you know, connect, and this is our one shot this week without the kids or whatever and everyone else around, and it's just like, you know, we're not distracted by work or the house, and it just feels maybe like a bit more pressure.
Okay. So that's the part I want you to explore with yourself is what is the pressure that I am putting on myself when we go out? And then this perfect storm of now I'm, you know, PMSing or I'm on my period, whatever it is exactly. I'm more hungry. I'm feeling in that place of part of it is celebration. I'm coming off this high of I'm at this new low. But then also, you're at the same time telling yourself, well, we're probably going to be at this weight for a little bit because it takes our body time. Which the truth is, we don't actually know until it does happen. We could explain it once it's happened. But if we look to the past and say, well, that has been what's happened. we can sometimes create things that don't have to happen. That's why I'd said to you about how do you know that's the low point you were going to maintain at?
Right.
It feels like it almost was created by the maybe more hunger for, the period and things like that as well, where we might have been eating a little more than our body needs. But we want to work on those kinds of things so that going forward, that's not what's happening. So now here we are, mid-month. Damned if we're not going to lose weight in November, let me tell you that, Stephanie.
That's going to be my next sticker. I'll be damned. I don't lose weight this month.
Okay, but you have to listen to it. So it sounds like in October we did listen to that and we were able to create it. But what we want to really look for is a way that we are not just white knuckling it and we're not just eating salads,
Yeah.
that we are following doable hunger in a doable way. And part of it is going to be letting go of some of that emotional fluctuation that the scale gives us.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you catch yourself feeling frustrated, I want you to look at why. What am I making this mean right now? Like, what is this? What do I think the scale's saying? If she had a voice, I want to know what she would sound like. Like, why do you feel frustrated? Do you have any idea what she sounds like?
I think that, I allow the data to reinforce, false narratives. Like you were saying, with the perfect example of like, well, how do you know that was the new low? And how do you know you have to maintain it? It's like, oh, well, that happened, a couple months ago. And it's like, well, that doesn't mean anything. But
So what I would like you to look for is what is the narrative that I'm hearing right now?
it's that I have not been, the only times I've been able to lose, a large amount of weight were due to health issues. And so I think there's, this narrative in the back of my head that, yeah, okay, so, you've lost 10 pounds. Big whoop, you're not going to keep that going. And it's like, when that gets, when I don't see the result I want, again, within a short period of time too, it's not like I'm giving this 30, 60, 90 days. Like, we just talked a month ago about, okay, use the habit tracker, use this. It's like it takes time. But when I don't see those things reinforced in the time frame that, I've plucked out of the air, I allow it just to go, well, see, you can't lose 1 pound. You can't lose 1 pound. How are you going to lose 40? You've never lost 40.
That's okay.
So,
So you've already caught the false narrative there, which is that I have to lose it all at once. You
yeah.
can't, unless you're going to cut a leg off or something, you can't lose 40 pounds overnight. It's going to happen 1 pound at a time. And what happens is when we lose the first 5 pounds, we want to make sure that we're not ready to shit on ourselves and believe these stories that our brain comes up with. Well, don't, just settle down for a bit. You're going to maintain for a while now.
Yeah.
That's what turned, by the sounds of it at this point, that's what turned the tides. But where are you at from a month ago? Do you know weight-wise, like specifically?
Yes, I am from the last time I talked to you, I am exactly the same, but I had been down almost 3 pounds.
Okay.
And so now I'm irritated that from, 2 weeks ago or, whenever, my period started and went out to eat and all of this, that I'm not back down to the weight that I started the month. I'm like, well, how dare you?
So what have you been doing the past 2 weeks?
I've been really following my plan. The only thing I will say that was different last week was I had a lot of, personal obligations, so I wasn't getting my walks in as much last week.
What
It was
about your
very
water?
difficult. Water's no problem. I
So
drink
waiting
water
for
all day.
hunger.
I'm sorry?
About waiting for hunger.
Waiting for Hunger, I'm very good with.
Do you
I
track
will.
that stuff?
I'm sorry.
Do you track that
I
stuff?
do. I do. I track that in the habit tracker. The habit tracker, I will say the weakest area is following my plan. And I wrote in to ask coaches about that, and they were recommending, write down what you're eating for a week to see where the weakness is. And it's a little bit of laziness on my part with how I plan. I have the planner open on a tab on my computer. I work from home, so every morning I sit down and it's like I kind of leave the snacks the same, and I'll like adjust, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but I'm not putting as much thought into it. So like I was marking myself on my habit tracker as not following my plan a lot last week because I wasn't home. I had a friend who had to have a medical procedure. She doesn't have family close by, and I told her I would bring her. The date got changed to last week. I was at the hospital for 6 hours. My daughter had a extracurricular thing that had me out of the house for 8 hours one day. My other daughter had medical appointments. So it was like I didn't plan for
So how can you not follow a plan you didn't write?
exactly. But if
But
I had
you
just,
said you marked down that you didn't follow your plan.
well, I did write my plan, but I wrote my plan as if I was going to be home all day because it's like I have some of
Okay.
this stuff pre-filled, like the snacks, and I was just like, oh yeah, I'll do this. But it's like the only thing that was really reasonable was the breakfast because once I left the house, nothing else was going to.
Yeah.
So that's where it's like, I need to spend a little, I think I just need to spend a little more time and be like, wait a minute, is this, like I had carrots and hummus as a snack on my plan for a week where we were out of hummus. Like, just
Yeah.
change that. Like,
Okay, so to me it doesn't sound like a I'm planning and I'm not following it because I'm emotionally eating or because of this. It just sounds like you're not consciously or conscientiously
yeah.
planning, right? You're not planning with intent. So if you're going to plan, I want you planning with intent. Otherwise, just track your food because what you write down isn't as important as what is following doable hunger, following the water, the sleep, the waiting for hunger, stopping it enough. Those things are going to have more of an effect than if you're planning and you're making sure you're following it. That's just a way to kind of help yourself, make your life easier, and to catch if there's any emotional eating going on. Because it's hard to catch if we don't have a plan for dinner and we say, okay, I feel like pizza tonight. But if we did have a plan for dinner and we go, no, I really want pizza tonight, now we're going to catch, well, there's some reason. There's something going on. But if you just never had a plan in the first place, that's harder to catch. So that's one of the reasons. So this to me, this, I agree. It just kind of sounds like lazy planning, like we weren't really doing it. So I wouldn't be beating myself up for it or really looking at that. What was your next lowest thing? Do you know?
Yes. Let's see. So follow plan. So my two next lowest things were my step count. So I work from home and it's difficult to get a lot of steps in throughout the day. So I take 3 to 4 short walks during the day, either outside or on my step pad, and I aim for 7,000 steps. That's what I can do with having a desk job.
Okay.
And that's at 30%. And like I said, last week was kind of just
Yeah.
an anomaly. And I will not mark that as done, even if it's at 6,999. Like it has to be 7,000 or above. So I am a little strict. Like I won't shave like 50 steps or something. It's got to be.
We don't give ourselves any breaks here. I get it.
No, I don't. I did, and that's something I am work. I've been working on with my
Okay.
therapist for years. Like she's like, you have got to give yourself some gentleness, some grace, and it's hard for me to do. The other one that I've am struggling with is going to sleep by 10 o'clock. I'm at 33% for that.
What time do you get up?
Usually around 7:30. I
So
like to
go to bed
be
at midnight, you're still getting 7.5 hours sleep.
right. But if I go to bed at 10, I'll be up more around 6:30, and then I can get like my morning walk in, things like that. And also just the longer I'm up, it just doesn't do me any good. Like I'll tell you, Lisa, this is what I do to like almost torture myself. I'm not going to eat after 7, 8 o'clock because I have GERD, reflux. Like it's just bad news bears. But I'll tell you what I will do is I'll scroll and watch other people eat and watch other people bake cakes and do the, and I'm like, what am I doing to myself?
What do you
I need
think?
to go to bed. I just need to go to
Okay, if
bed.
you step back for a minute, what do you think you're doing to yourself?
I'm showing myself, in my mind, what other people, get to do that I quote unquote don't, which is bullshit because I do. Like, I had three cookies yesterday. I baked cookies. Like, I'm not,
So, do you feel like you're just maybe trying to escape reality, or just lots of people scroll
maybe.
their phones and watch TV and watch baking shows?
Yeah, a little bit. But I know what I really need is rest. I'm doing it and I'm tired, and I know what I really need is rest.
Okay. So you're working on that,
Yes.
right? That's the thing. What we want to really recognize is the progress towards things that we're working on. Not the perfection, not the like, it's never good enough. Like, you're working on progress one bit at a time. So I want you to keep working on that. But so far, even the steps and the getting to bed, although I can see why it would be beneficial for you, it's still not outside of the four basics. So what's the next one that's
I feel bad. I'm taking up so much of your time. If
will take a couple
there's a
comments.
line forming, I can take my butt to ask coaches. You just kick me off if you need to.
Yeah, we'll just take another minute and
So the other one is I have on here, and I don't know if it's considered technically the four basics, but I track, if I did not overeat, and I mean at any point during the day.
okay.
And so that one's at 29%. And mostly,
29% of the time you did not overeat all day, or 29% of the time you did overeat on a day.
that I did overeat.
So s interesting. The way your brain works is very fascinating, Stephanie. And this is something everybody here can keep an eye out for, is when your brain wants to turn things into the most negative so that it can kind of beat you up. Because notice you're telling me 29% of the time you did overeat, as opposed to 71% of the time I did not overeat at all, one little bit, because we know your brain will not let you get away with anything.
Yeah.
So we can really trust that 71% of the time, right?
Yeah.
71% of the time you didn't overeat. What I would
Yeah.
really like you to do for this next month
Okay.
is to break that one down.
Okay.
You could pick one or the other. If that one is lower than the waiting for hunger, then use that one, but break it down per time that you eat.
Okay.
So you're going to have a wacky number. If you eat 3 times a day, it's going to be a number out of 3 for the day. If you eat 4 times or 5 times in the day, just how many times did you eat, and how many of those times did you stop at enough?
Okay.
And then let's, look at that to see, because that's where that growth can be. And that's how we're going to keep losing weight, is if we keep being curious about what waiting for hunger is and looks like right now at this weight, but what stopping at enough looks like, because that's the thing that's going to keep fluctuating as you lose weight as well. So we really want to just get open to challenging it and questioning it. But you do have a lot of the information that we want to be able to have to figure this stuff out. You want to be able to figure out what is going on and to tell ourselves the truth about it.
Yes.
So I know you're working on your, very honest about the truth, but I also want you to start giving yourself credit. 71% of the time, you are sure that you're stopping at enough. That's a decent number.
Yeah, and
I would bet it's higher if you track it. I bet you the percentage is higher if you break it down by the meal, too.
yeah, I do break it down by the meal, and I can pull that specific one about the ovary is, I really.
Well, it would be helpful because what it would tell us is which meal do we want to start working on
Yeah.
stopping at enough, right? That's how you're going to clean up some of this mess that gets us into this routine of losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight.
Yeah.
So that's your work, is that,
All right.
and then focusing on what the narratives are that you've got going on and start reinforcing the positive one. Even if it doesn't feel 100% yet, use the I'm working towards this kind of talk, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome. All righty. Well, put you back down. There's a quick question here, and I will pull, I have Alyssa up. Question in the Q&A about I've always disliked planning and eating according to plan. I wish I could just eat according to hunger. When I add in the 24-hour plan, I find it irritating. Well, of course you would if this is how you're thinking about it. Can I just follow the doable hunger and not do the 24-hour plan? You sure can. That's the way, hello, Alyssa. That's the way I want to live my life long term. Absolutely. That is, I think I answered that question actually in the last, with the last person. But yes, you totally can leave the 24-hour planning till the end. And if you need it, then you'll start using it. But if you don't and you're losing weight, don't worry about it. Okay, welcome, Melissa. How are you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to see you. So, how can I help?
So I've been bugging around with those same 5 pounds for quite a few months now.
Okay.
I lost a lot of weight, like 25 pounds ish, 20 pounds
Okay.
before starting No BS. That's partially because I have a Graves' disease, so when it goes into overactive, I make barely any changes and I'll lose weight fast.
Okay.
So since starting No BS, I've only lost about the 5 pounds and then it's been maintaining and up and down, which I started back in March. So, I mean, it is progress for me because before when I've corrected my thyroid, then my weight will skyrocket back up.
Okay.
So I know one of my issues is like every time because I weigh myself now only like a couple times a month because I find that if I do weekly, I just it's like PTSD from Weight Watchers. Like everything I put in my mouth, I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna gain weight. It's gonna gain weight now. But then when I do lose like a pound, when I do get on the scale, first I'm happy, and then all of a sudden like I get overwhelmed or anxiety about it. Like, okay, if I keep doing this, then I'll weigh this and this and this time, and then all of a sudden I just
Yeah,
get
so
that
you're
feeling.
projecting way out into the future
Yeah.
and putting all kinds of pressure on yourself right now.
Yeah, and then I do the whole thing like, oh, if I tell somebody if I lost weight, I'm probably gonna gain weight now. Like, I just project negativity, basically. And the last time I lost like the 5 pounds, I told myself I was trying not to do that, and just focus on like today and just, keep doing what I'm doing, like trying to talk more positively to myself. But, and then all of a sudden, like I got on the scale and I lost a little bit more weight and then I thought that I was still doing like the same thing, and I got on the scale, like 3 weeks later, and then it was like the 5 pounds are back up again.
Okay.
And I
So when
lost
you
the
say you were,
pound, and now I'm back up the pound. So,
so when you say I was still doing all the same things, are you sure?
I thought so, but obviously, like, the
How
only
did
thing
you
to think
decide?
of is like eating a little more chocolate at work, like grabbing stuff that wasn't planned, like
Okay.
things, not like a lot, but I know like those little bits add up.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of little things do add up. Do you plan each day?
Yes, yeah, I've been doing the planning and posting on the Facebook group.
Okay, do you assess your plan each day?
I look at it more like the end of the day and see if like I stuck to my plan.
Okay.
But I don't like do a deep dive into like what's going on. Like if I do eat something that wasn't on my plan originally.
Okay. So that would be a good next step. Would be, and I, you need to do one piece of paper, discovery worksheet, just to figure out what's going on. It will help you figure out, do I need to adjust the plans I make, or am I eating for emotional reasons? But what you really want to know from your thing, your plan is, are you following doable hunger? And then when the grab assing is happening, is that like, are you actually hungry or not hungry, or what's happening there? Do you know?
Most of the time with the chocolate, I'm not really hungry. Once in a while it is, but for the most part, I'd say that it's usually when I'm at work. So
Okay.
it's like boredom or stressed.
And does it help?
I'm in the moment, but then I want more, and then I tell myself no, and then it becomes
Okay.
that struggle.
Okay. So it ends up creating more problems for you by the sounds of it.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that could be something to think about. Like, do I really want this? I'm gonna be having more urges for it. It might be affecting my weight. Right. And it feels like I'm doing everything else the same way, except I'm not. That's the thing. That's the biggest thing when we are sort of fucking around with these same 5 pounds, is often we're not actually being very clear and honest about if we are or not. Right. We don't check the actual facts of the situation. Like, do you know, in the past month or whatever, like how many times you actually overate, or how many times you actually followed hunger?
Not percentage or anything. But like
But
most
what?
of the time I try to do the hunger, I feel like I do it more than like not, as far as like meals go and stuff, but I
Okay.
just, yeah. It's just like the chocolate is the one. Like after work I used to like come home and I have a snack, but then I haven't been hungry, so I haven't been eating the get home snack.
Okay.
So
So
that's
it
something.
sounds like, see, it sounds like those are the things that are adding up to the weight loss a bit. I'm wondering if it is some of the grab assing that has to do with it.
Yeah.
But you said you've been fucking around with these same 5 pounds for the past few months, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I know it's like, I know in the past when I've been at this weight, it's always been like a difficult for me to get past it. For some reason. But I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard like, oh yeah, when your body gets comfortable at a certain weight and how to get past it. And then other people said that's not true. So
I think it's more that we get comfortable with certain habits. Like, I can hear it from you. You're very comfortable with, yeah, I usually, like, I wait for hunger. I stop it enough. I'm not snacking at. You're very comfortable with what you think enough and hunger is right now. What I would offer is basically what it is right now is we're comfortable with what's keeping us within this 5 pound range. I really love for you to gather some facts, even if it was just like 1 week's worth of facts. This week, how many times would I say, I like, If you were to just jot it down on a piece of paper, how many times am I waiting and I put food in my mouth when I know I'm hungry? And how many times do I know that I'm stopping at enough? Because if we work on being really honest with it, then we either find out A, where some work is, where we can go, okay, well, what the heck? I thought I was always waiting, but every day I eat lunch, I'm not sure I'm actually hungry. You know what I mean?
Well, for like lunch, like I have to eat a certain time for my work, so because we have to like
Okay.
make our lunch within so many hours.
And
Dinner, there's times where I'm not super hungry, but it's like not like my husband and I, and like I need to make dinner because I can't eat 8 o'clock at night because I get up at 4 in the morning. So,
okay.
yeah.
So it would start in the morning then. What you want to be thinking about is, what do I need to eat in order to be hungry at the time when I'm forced that I need to eat, like your lunchtime? If you're forced to have lunch within a certain amount of time, you want to figure out what do I need to eat ahead of here to actually be hungry at that time?
Because I usually eat breakfast around like
Are
6:30
you
in the
hungry at
morning.
6 or 6:30?
Yeah, I am. And then I don't, most of the time I don't eat anything until my lunch at around like 11:30.
Okay, so you want to adjust what you're eating at 6 or 6:30 to make sure you're actually hungry by 11:30.
Because I feel like if I eat, because like I had like oats, overnight oats today, and that kept me full for like a few hours, and then I had like an apple with sunflower nut butter on it in between. And then I wasn't like
Actually
super
hungry?
hungry.
Were you actually hungry?
I don't think today I was, no.
So, any idea today why we were eating when we weren't hungry? Like, what was going on?
I was thinking more along the lines of staying full.
Okay.
So that I don't eat when I come home.
Yeah. So, we're pre-eating. Okay, so that we want to clean up right away. Pre-eating is just, I mean, what's wrong if you're hungry when you get home?
Because that's when I tend to go overboard. Because that's like a habit of like I'll like okay, I'm gonna have like some skinny pop and like string cheese, and then it like triggers something into me to where all of a sudden I'm like I want another thing and another thing. So
Okay, could you have the apple with the sunflower butter at that time?
yeah, I could.
So notice we wouldn't be eating any more food than we are now. We just wouldn't be pre-eating it. We'd be eating it when we're actually hungry. But you want to be thinking about dinner. What time do you get home? 4, you said, or something like that? Is that what you said?
I get up at 4. I get home around like 3:30.
So 3:30 you get home, and then what time do you eat dinner?
Not till 7.
Okay. So if at 3 or 3:30 you came home and you were hungry, it'd be a great time to have that apple.
Yeah, like I said, my thing is like I have that fear of a snack monster coming out because that's like a habit. So I think if I avoid eating at all, then I won't have the habit.
Okay, but then what happened? But then it's so interesting because you said then you're not usually hungry. You're not always hungry for dinner.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. I think because I'll drink a lot of water. Or have tea or something.
Well, I think it would be interesting for you to actually track it just for 1 week to just get curious. Like I said at the beginning of the call, this isn't about figuring out the right or the wrong. This is about getting curious. And you are doing some of that already by saying, look, I know I tend to want a snack more and more. Don't let your brain keep being so dramatic about it, Alyssa, though. You get to decide. If you want snacks at 3:30, you can have a snack at 3:30. But there's some reason at that time, like that it would turn into this snack monster thing. It's just a narrative, it sounds like you've got going on for the control you have or don't have. I bet you have more control than you're giving yourself credit for.
No, because I feel like I don't have control because it's like, yeah, my husband doesn't come until later, so it's me and the dogs, and then it's like, I have this time alone, and then like used to being, I guess I when I'm, I used to be single and stuff, or my time alone, when he's working, it's like what I used to do to like comfort myself when I'd be lonely or whatever is the food.
Yep.
So.
So what you're really looking for is some comfort in that time.
Yeah. Last week before the rain started, I started doing some like hiking after work. There's like a busy trail, and that kind of helped with transitioning, from work to home and something I enjoyed doing. And but then it's
Okay.
raining this week, so
So we can't get out and do that.
yeah. And then sometimes I do yoga depending on what time the classes are and what day. I can do it right after work. So I guess I also it's like I'm trying to find other things to do besides come home, turn on the TV, and snack.
And it does sound like you're doing exactly what I was saying, experimenting, trying something new, looking at, what else can I do?
Yeah,
That's
because I've done an Ask Coaches before is like trying to find that joy feeling or somewhat the same feeling I get out of food, but with doing something non-food related. So that's been like a quest, but I haven't really. It's like, yeah, I enjoy doing these things. They're great and all, but it's not the same.
Do you really get all that joy out of the snack monster eating?
In the moment, but then afterwards,
Are you sure? That again, I would be curious about. Like, the joy might come, I don't know, from the thinking about it and from the sneakiness and that I'm alone and I get to relax. But actually putting it in your mouth, is that where the joy feeling comes from? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I don't know if it's just like that. I don't know. My brain just goes like, "Oh, this is so good," and like in the moment. And something I've done since I was a kid. So,
And yeah, the thing is, that's probably who it is that's thinking, oh, this is so good. It's the child inside of you. It's remembering that point of life. Today, she probably has more thoughts about it. I mean, it's slowing down weight loss. It's, you want to be telling yourself the truth about it. Here I am eating when I'm not hungry. Now I'm even like kind of making fun of myself, and there's a snack monster that comes out. Do you know what I mean? All of that stuff sort of makes it sound more out of control and like out of alignment, maybe with who you want to be.
Well, then sometimes, like, because I used to eat at night a lot, which I don't do anymore. It's something I was able to break away from.
How did you break away from that?
Well, one thing is I, quit smoking weed for a long time, so that kind of helped though, because
So
I
not as many
maybe
cravings.
like after dinner, smoke some weed and have the munchies, so I only like smoke weed a couple times, on the weekend, and then even then I don't really do it. I don't go overboard anymore. I notice when
You
I
still
think
get
I
the
want
munchies
to.
though?
Sometimes when I think I want to, I get like an anxiety feeling over it. Yeah. So like I put the food in my mouth and then it just doesn't taste good. And I like feel anxiety about it because like a fear of like slipping back into those old habits.
And again, that's another place that you can plan if you want. Like I've had people that plan drunk snacks, that plan, getting high snacks, like, but having a set plan for yourself, it's almost the same as that pause plus permission idea we have as well, where it gives you that time to sort of pause and go, okay, here's what's okay. Here's what I've decided is okay. If I'm actually hungry, if I'm actually craving it, that type of thing.
Well, I'll put like, for my snacks, I kind of put extra on. that it's on my plan if I do eat it, if I don't eat it, great, whatever.
Well, then the biggest thing we want to be assessing is, am I actually eating when I'm sure I'm hungry? And how do I know? Because again, those signals can change over time. So you want to keep an eye on that as well. Like, how do I know at this point that I'm hungry? How do I know I'm not just thirsty? One of the ones for me that changed was that whole like stomach growling. Now I'm much more in tune with my stomach growls more often when I want water than when I'm actually hungry. So, but and I'm sure other people have probably seen that before where you notice that it's much more of the signals shift and change over time. So it's that place to get super curious.
Like what I've been using right now is just like I think I feel my stomach feels empty, but that's always a question when I first started. I'm like, I don't know if I'm really hungry or not. Like, how do I know?
That is a great cue. And you know what I want you to do with that cue? Not eat.
Not eating.
Because it's a really good one is that if we're not sure that we're hungry, have some water. Because if you're not sure, you're likely okay to not eat. Even just 15 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever, like something like that, until you feel something and go, yeah, I know. This is, I know now that this is hunger.
Now, I know last week I went way too long because I was troubleshooting something at work and I was way past when my lunch was due. And I wasn't angry, but I was just like on edge. And I'm like, I gotta eat lunch now or I'm gonna like snap at somebody.
But there's a really solid signal that you knew. You know what I mean? Like that's a solid signal. You knew I need to eat now. We likely aren't waiting that long with other meals. Not that I want you waiting that long. Like that sounds like a bit beyond, but that's how we figure it out is we experiment and we, play with it a little bit and go. Okay, yeah. Like, even if you had some water, we did 15 minutes, and then we're like, okay, yeah, definitely. Now you know. Look, that was definitely hunger because 15 minutes later, I'm still hungry. For sure, hunger. Go ahead and eat. But what I want you working on too is not pre-eating or eating to avoid getting hungry. I want you to play with it a little bit. I don't want you to go back to thinking, to all of a sudden being really on edge about the 3:30, 4 o'clock kind of time. But if you could plan to have the apple or plan to have some specific snack that you could be like, that's my 4 o'clock snack if I'm hungry, it might make it a little more decisive, I guess is the word I'd use. Make it easier for you. How does that
I'll do
feel
that.
for you? Yeah. Feel like you got a bit of a plan to work on the next few weeks and reach out and ask coaches or email in that we could, follow up. Love to hear those, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right. There we go. Find a way to. That was so good. Okay. Yes, we are just about at time here and there's no other questions. How's everybody doing in the chat here? Did we have any questions coming up? I think it was Melissa. No, Michelle. Michelle, did I answer your question enough for you in the Q&A? I know we talked about that. So yes, somebody has their oh, one new message. Okay, good. All right, so everybody's clear. Essentially, I think some of the lessons from today were making sure that you're telling yourself the truth, right? Like telling yourself exactly what is going on, being factual about it. Yeah, being really factual about it, making sure you're checking in on what the facts are and not just what you think. That, the facts are this is exactly how many times I actually overate or didn't overeat or whatever. And I'm not saying you can't eat. Lose weight and still overeat, that's going to happen and it's going to be fine. And If I was all of you, that's exactly what I would focus on. Where am I actually checking in on the facts? Geraldine wanted something, one thing to focus on this week. Yes. One thing for anybody that's on this call that you could focus on this week is really getting curious about where exactly you are, making sure you're tracking the facts and making sure that you're looking at the percentages in the way of which one is sort of the lowest percentage, what's my next thing to work on, and then saying what is progress going to look like. So if you are going to work on waiting for hunger because last week or whatever you did it 60% of the time, this week I would want you to focus on, okay, here's the strategies, specifically the strategies I'm going to use to focus on waiting for hunger. And progress for me will look like maybe it's 65%. But I do like the idea of breaking it down by actual times that you eat, because we're looking for a doable path forward. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for that path forward. And that's how we end up losing all of the weight we want and keeping it off, right? So picking what is that one basic that I can work on nailing this week, no matter what else is going on. And here's the exact strategies. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tonight. And don't forget to check out camp if you haven't already. And I will see you, I think it's next week. I will be here next week for the body image and sex call. So tomorrow night, you've got Coach Betsy with the binge call. And like I said, next Tuesday, I will be here for the body image and intimacy call. So don't forget to show up for that and raise your hands. Okay, bye, everybody.